exemplar of the sort of practice that we would love to see mirrored right across the country, of a very welcoming environment with fantastic layout, good facilities for children, and great facilities for people to learn. So well done, Adrian Whipple, Pam Usher, and good luck to Ash, who is going to be responsible for managing this particular library. And can I also say many thanks and well done to the Big Lottery Fund, Peter Wanless, who is here. They have an £80 million programme, which is all geared towards renewing our community libraries. Lots of money, I'm told, has gone to London, so we've done rather well out of this. And so far, we've had 77 libraries. They've spent about half the money that have been refurbished or renewed out of that very, very important Big Lottery Fund, which I want to conserve and not use to other purposes. And actually, all the capital that was spent here, I think I'm right in saying so, that came out of that Big Lottery Fund. So thank you to Peter, and thanks to the Lottery Fund on that. Now, this is, I hope, the very last phase in what has been a long consultation on how we want to take our libraries forward. And I hope you'll find this particular phase of the consultation stimulating and interesting. My thanks have to go to all those who contributed by writing their little essays on what their vision of a library should be. And a number of you who've done that are here today. I hope we've got a sort of broad group of people who've made that contribution. We've tried to go as wide as we can. Some people just didn't have the time to put into it. But I think there's some really challenging ideas in there that we want you to think about. And I suppose I, particularly coming back to the job, wanted to have that opportunity, not to simply say more of the same with libraries, to take a really radical look at what we want an effective library of the 21st century to be. I do want libraries. I'm a passionate supporter of libraries. I want them to be at the heart of our communities. I want them to be able to offer an information, literature, and joy to as many people as possible. I want them to promote intellectual freedom, and I want them to promote equality of opportunity. For me, libraries will be like post offices. They're beloved institutions, and they embody actually everything that we value about lives in our communities. But whilst they're valued as institutions, I do think they face enormous challenges, and that's what we have really got to address. There has been a steady decline in usage over time. There has been a particular decline, it's a 41% decline in the books that have been borrowed over not a very long period, and that's all happened despite a growing investment. So how can we in the future ensure that libraries meet the needs of our populations, our local communities, and how can we ensure that they are not just valued, but really used? How do we respond to a changing market in literature, really, where books are now much cheaper than they were in the past, and more people might be tempted to buy rather than borrow for free? And how do we respond to the advent of digitization, which is actually, I think, going to transform radically how we absorb our literature? I've just borrowed an e-reader. I haven't invested in one yet, but I've been lent one. Actually, they are much easier to use than I thought. And though I thought I couldn't cuddle up in bed with an e-reader, I think it's much easier than I'd envisaged in the past. It's certainly going to be easier on the beach to make sure you get bronzed and get to read your novels. And I think just what that means for libraries, we haven't even started thinking through. And I think hopefully this final period of consultation will allow us to do that. So we've got some really good, fantastic essays asking relevant questions. And we've asked some questions which we want you to answer. We've asked, how do we reverse the decline? We've asked, how can libraries respond to changing consumer demand in 24/7 society? Whether there should be other facilities in libraries? Whether we should be able to borrow in Southwark and